Blackstone Audio presents Lies Jane Austen Told Me by Julie Wright. This book is read by Justine Eyre. For Jane Austen, for being with me through heartbreak and true love, for never leaving me while I forged my own path through the wild lands of romance, and for giving me Mr. Darcy, I owe you big time for that one. Chapter 1. It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife. Jane Austen, Pride and Prejudice. Jane Austen is a horrific liar. I used to believe that Jane, my Jane, could never be wrong about anything. She was the quintessential authority on all things to do with love, romance, and matrimony. Her complete works were the guidelines and rules I lived my romantic life by, beginning with my first introduction to the Regency period when I'd been 15 years old, and my best friend's mother invited us to join her in watching the movie Emma, the version with Gwyneth Paltrow in it. How could I not love an author who wrote a book and named it after me? It didn't hurt that I shared a lot of the same features as Gwyneth Paltrow: pale blonde hair, pale skin, pale blue eyes. But as I moved into my mid-20s, and no men ever acted as gallantly as Mr. Knightley or Mr. Darcy, where no one ever called my blue eyes fine or tucked a wayward strand of my hair behind my ear, I came to a startling and wretched revelation. Jane never found love. Sure, she'd been engaged to the lucky Harris Bigwither for all of one night until she recalled her acceptance the next day.